You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Billy, I am not kidding you. We were just talking about young coach and a young coach's look. I did not recognize Don Mattingly when I saw a photo of him this weekend. I legitimately, when people were posting the photo, it's in a Blue Jays cap, what the Marlins have done to age him.
He was there last year. Blue Jays did that to him. Yeah. Blue Jays have been a huge bust, by the way. We don't need to get into that today, but all those young stars don't do shit.
Yeah. He looks like a slimmed down Santa. Like if Santa was like Joe Thomas, where he went from being an offensive lineman to then being like a podcaster, that's what he looks like.
Zaddy Christmas.
Yeah. I look at him, and because he was one of my favorite players growing up, like him and Dave Winfield were some of my favorite athletes growing up.
Donnie Baseball. The Winnie.
The way that he
I thought he was Joe Madden.
Did you really?
Yeah, when I saw Joe Madden's with the Blue Jays now. He looks like it. Does he not look like him?
It's the white beard. I don't think they look alike, though. They just both have white facial hair. Is that all it is for you? That's all it takes?
I just looked real quick. I was like, oh, Joe Madden's on Blue Jays. I'm like, Don Mattingly.
I think that I saw the other day Joe Madden doing a broadcast somewhere, and I think he shaved the beard. I did not see the white beard, and he looked different. There is something else, though, Stugatz, that I wanted to show you.
He's broadcasting now?
I saw him.
Ran out of teams to rip off? I mean,
I was surprised that his beard was so white because his hair was still black when he was coaching the Marlins just a year and a half ago.
What?
Joe Madden won a championship, Stugatz.
He did?
Yeah. Rain delay aided.
The Cubs won a championship in spite of Joe Madden.
Yeah.
Fix was in.
The Cubs
eventually
won.
Someone was going to win it, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he tinkered with the rotation a little much in that game.
Okay.
Grandpa Rossi, I mean, come on. You're a bench player.
A lot of guys have won a championship.
Pretty sure the broadcast.
None for the Cubs.
Every year someone wins a championship, actually.
None.
I don't know why I'm taking Stugatz.
I don't know why any of you are doing this. It's hard to win a championship for the Cubs. Like, you can go ahead and say that they won it in spite of him. All the other managers they had, they didn't win it either for them or in spite of them.
That's only if you believe in curses. Each year is its own separate season.
No, it's only if I believe in winning the last game. It's not the curses. They never won.
Madden win the last game? I mean, technically he did, but the moves he made were questionable.
Questionable.
You know? Yeah.
Lucky about that rain delay.
They won despite him.
He did win the seat. They dressed up in cute little outfits a lot of the times on their road trips.
Yeah.
Jason Hayward really won the game, though.
Sorry to get bogged down on this.
Gave the speech.
Well, but you're the king of all you have to do is win a championship and be golden. Hell, Jay Williams is out here saying Caitlin Clark, and he's doubling down on it, that she's not great because she hasn't won a championship. And get your own takes, Jay. That's Stugatz's. But what are you doing right now?
Just taking out Joe Madden?
I thought you win a championship, and
But I like accuracy, Dan. About that.
The most complicated math that Stugatz does is you win a championship, I say you're the best. Like, that's the way that one works.
No. Yeah, not so much in baseball.
Or when it regards Kevin Durant. Like, there's certain people that doesn't... Yeah, yeah, exactly, right. Yeah.
You'll read about it in the book when it comes out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Stickoutsbook.com. Check it out. Thank you, people.
The slated publish date on that?
Sometime in November. I think the 26th. Got some time here. Stugatzbook.com, number one, Amazon. Appreciate it.
So yesterday, Stugatz, I went to the Food and Wine Festival. Which...
What? I'm so jealous.
Why?
Did you see Guy Fieri?
You could have gone.
I forgot it was this weekend.
Oh.
The Food and Wine Festival is also what I refer to as my weekdays. Just every one of them. But what I have seen, and I want to be a little bit careful here, Stugatz, because I don't want to say that Miami has been ruined, but I have realized recently that I lived without realizing it during what the golden age of Miami was, when it wasn't this kind of crowded, because our traffic problems are really severe, and it is now taking an extra hour to get everywhere because all of New York has moved down here, all of San Francisco has moved down here, and anytime we do one of these giant things, it becomes a festival of we simply don't have any of the planning and strategic building of things that can handle this kind of overload, and then the next thing you know, you're getting all of these alerts that say, hey, don't go in the water. There's all sorts of human feces in the water.
That was happening before everybody moved down, though, to be honest.
Agreed, but it's happening more now.
And in Farito, that was all the time. That's couldn't true. Go to Farito because all of a sudden there was shit everywhere.
That's true.
That's part of our childhood.
Yes, I know, but it's
that's
happening.
Not New York shit. That's just been that's there.
Yeah, but to Dan's point, more people, more feces.
That's correct.
Yes.
That is what's happening.
I don't know.
But what do you mean?
I don't know. What do you mean?
He's not sure.
What do you mean you don't know if that's true?
If we want to do like an equation about shit and then more people coming in, I think the septic tank or whatever is spewing out there only holds a certain amount. So I think the same people are there. Plus, it's Key Biscayne probably. So it's like rich shit. So it's moving out the other way.
That's true.
There's a lot of stuff.
We all know rich shit moves differently. Dan.
Yeah. Like in Australia. Yeah.
More people means more shit. Put it on the poll, Juju at Levitar Show. Does more people mean mathematically, empirically, more human shit?
Well, what if the same? What if more people are eating the same amount of food because every person is eating less?
I'm just going to put it the way I'm putting it. I don't want qualifiers, asterisks, or nuance. I'm simply saying if there are more people, you're going to get more human shit. But, Stugatz, when I am at the Food and Wine Festival, and it's fun, and it's a great event every year. It really is. DJ Khaled, their big finish at the end of this was DJ Khaled and Rick Ross. And DJ Khaled came out and was simply terrible. Like, just really...
Right. What are you doing there?
I mean, it was just bad.
He's being honest.
He played a DMX song. He played none of his own music. He ran around saying, and another one. And then just shouting David Grutman's name again and again and again, making it obvious who was paying him for the appearance.
You got a vintage performance from DJ Khaled. Yes, what are you complaining about? That's what he does, well, Dan. We the best.
But here is the vintage performance of him getting out behind the stage in his car, Stugatz. And this is a heavy lift for his security people.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get sand on his shoes. So here is DJ Khaled arriving at the facility, and I guess his security just knows what to do in this spot. So they just come right over here and they just pick him up and they take him all the way to the stage. And Tony, I'm obviously not a sneakerhead. I don't know the sneakers that he's wearing there.
That is great.
I mean, that seems unnecessary. It seems like that's not what part of security's job should be in that situation. And Tony, you're the sneaker guy. Come on, sand that bad for those sneakers?
So here's the thing, Dan. DJ Khaled has a collaboration with Jordan where he'll get We the Best branded Jordan stuff, right? So he's got like a Jordan deal. So they'll send him a ton of merch, a ton of shoes. He gets stuff that nobody can get. So those look to me like special threes, Jordan threes, that are DJ Khaled, you know, versions. The thing is, he's probably got like 10 of those at the house. Yeah. They mail him a ton of stuff. Yeah. He'll open boxes where behind him, he's got 65 pairs of shoes just from that one drop that month. So like when you're a Jordan brand athlete or somebody that's an influencer with the Jordan brand, every month you get a massive box of all of the releases of the month, all the stuff for your sports specific stuff. So DJ Khaled has that. Didn't Paul Pierce get carried away like this too? Like,
well, it was a wheelchair.
Was it a wheelchair?
Himself. It was when he pooped himself.
Yeah. Right, he was carried exactly. to a wheelchair that way and out of the wheelchair that way.
That's what it reminded me of.
If he didn't do this, though, we wouldn't be talking about what DJ Khaled did yesterday. So it worked out. Didn't he also do this at a Heat game where he had a pillow underneath his feet so that his shoes wouldn't touch the court?
Yeah. Stu Gatz would 100% do this, though, if he could.
Easier lift.
Of course, yes. But if you're part of a security team, you have to carry the guy in, right? That's part of the deal. If he says, carry me in, you carry me in. We should have carried Dan into Vegas. That would have been fun. Exactly that way.
That would have been fun because, like, the mic wasn't working super well when we did Dan's entrance. It would have been funny if we carried him out and whatever we were carrying him on also broke.
Mm-hmm.
That's not funny. That's not something that hurts the confidence at all, the microphone not working with your first words.
Would have been worse if you fell off of some sort of throne, though, that we were carrying you in on, right?
I started sweating.
Yes.
It was 30 degrees out.
Chris took a victory lap. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Chris took a victory lap when the microphone didn't work. Because the day before in rehearsals, he's like, is the microphone going to work in this tunnel? And then he was quickly like, shut up, idiot. And then he was like, oh, okay, I won't say anything. And then it didn't work, and he just gave me a little look-see across the stage. He goes, who asked about that mic yesterday? I was like, not now, Chris. It's not the time.
Read the room.
In mentioning that Miami's overcrowded, Billy, how are you feeling about Bad Boys 4 making a return?
Why is that happening?
Filming in Miami and stomping all of our, like, they film wherever they want to. I can't believe the clout that Bad Boys has in our city. They are able to get licenses for things that no one's able to get licenses for that just stop all of our traffic.
They're doing donuts and street racing and everything, like, all over the place. Why are they doing that? Who's asking for a Bad Boys 4? I'm sorry.
They're like, literally filming in the heart of Brickell on 8th Street. So my wife works at a hotel there, and she actually saw Will Smith in one of the elevators because they're staying at her hotel. And she's like, they shut down the entire street. They're doing donuts. What? They're filming stuff. And it's like, that street is one of the most busy streets in Miami. 8th Street and Brickell Ave or whatever. Yeah. It's incredible.
Our makeup artist posted a video of one of the cars doing donuts on 8th Street, and I was like, oh my God, like the drivers down here are out of control. And like 2 days later, I saw it on Only in Dayton, and I was like, oh, that was for a stunt for the movie. No. I thought that was like an actual Miami driver.
That does happen, though. Yeah. Like they do just like, have you seen this, Dan? Like on the, like, Fridays and Saturday nights, like they'll just close expressways and have their own.
This intersection in downtown.
Well, just for funsies.
No, but this has been something that has now been, they're cracking down on the criminality of this. It's not, they're
doing, move it.
They're doing it on highways. They're doing it on highways.
That's why my grandmother told me nothing good happens after midnight. And she was right.
She's right about that.
Billy, you ask who wants a Bad Boys 4. Bad Boys 3 did $425 million internationally.
Yeah, I mean.
Grandma's not right about that. There are plenty of grandparents having sex after midnight.
No. What?
Whoa, whoa.
What?
What? Yes.
Whoa. On the street?
They're staying up until midnight?
The Villages.
Bad Boys is a wildly successful franchise, and people love remakes. I saw that, is it Ridley Scott now? He's $150 million over budget on Gladiator 2. It was supposed to open at $165 million.
Gladiator 2? First one was like 50 years ago. Who wants this?
What do you mean? I think it's proven again and again that people love the nostalgia stuff. They
Ridley
love the
Scott is 86 years old.
They love the giant franchises.
Executives love nostalgia, Dan.
Shut up. You said 5 minutes ago you were excited for the re-release of Shrek 2 in theaters.
I am excited for the re-release of Shrek 2.
I said you can watch it at your
amazing.
House any
the 20-year anniversary. I saw it for my 9th birthday. Can't wait.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Score major comfort with the new Hanes Originals Super Soft Styles. Imagine this.
Fabric's so soft, it feels like you're practically wearing nothing. Now that's next level softness. Whether you're storming the court, conquering the workday, or just chilling on the couch, Hanes Original Super Soft Styles have you covered, literally, in soft, cooling comfort. And let's not forget the style. These sleek designs and colors won't just keep you feeling great, they'll have you looking like a champion. So ditch the discomfort and upgrade your game with the new Hanes Original Super Soft Styles. They're soft, they're cooling, they're everything. Try Hanes' softest fabric ever at hanes.com/originals. Use discount code DANLB20.
Dan Levitard.
This is largely performative, but we need to establish at least some reasonable doubt. Yes, exactly.
Everyone with a space story where he pees more than you do.
Stugats.
I always like leaving Dan on time. Because he's so vulnerable, I just unfairly fade down the chickens and just leave him by himself.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugats.
The landscape in sports journalism, Stugatz, has changed plenty in our lifetime. There are some places that I don't even recognize where it is that I began doing this. But I will say I should stop for a moment here to celebrate the career of Peter King, who has announced his retirement. I don't know if we're going to even make anyone like that anymore. The lifetime print journalist in football who has so many relationships, so much credibility, inherited the mantle from Paul Zimmerman.
Dr. Z?
Dr. Z was Paul. His first. I only know him as Dr. Z.
I'm not even certain he's a doctor.
I put a question mark at the end of Zimmerman because I wasn't sure his first name is Paul because I call him Dr. Zimmerman. But Peter King took what Zimmerman was doing and perfected it. And leaves a legacy of print journalism being respected by people in football because he did his job well, he did his job fair, he cultivated relationships, and he did it for 30 or 40 years.
I'll carry the torch, Dan. I think it ended for Peter King when he was evaluating Billy doing dishes on God Bless Football. I think that was the end for him.
Falsehoods. That was a high.
Well, I do have top five Kings of all time, if you're interested, in honor of the great Peter King.
No, the highest honor. Yes. You've got a top five there. It is one of the last things Peter King did with his career. It may be why he retired once he looked up and saw he was doing dishes with the Duke. And he saw the future of this business is the Duke, internationally acclaimed. I can't keep up with him. He's too good at all things, including washing dishes. I need to get out of the business now.
I actually read his retirement article very early this morning. And it seems like he decided after last season this was going to be it, right? But he also kind of says, I'm retired, but I'm also kind of looking for something else to do, just not what I'm doing right now. So I thought, you know what? Sounds like you're going to be coming on the show washing dishes with me a lot more often. Nothing but time on your hands now, you know what I'm saying? A little Peter and Billy podcast, maybe?
He's going to miss the things that he's been doing for 40 years.
He's
going to
start doing Bachelor recaps. And
That would be awesome.
He's going to do a Vanderpump podcast with you, Billy.
God bless. Bravo.
Oh,
I'm in.
Bleep that out. No one take that.
Stugat says I'm in. Couldn't name a show on Bravo.
I said my man. That's what I said. That's a fine.
Doesn't
Captain Lee.
Stugat knows Captain Lee, the Bravo captain, former Bravo captain, because he's been a guest on Supodity twice. And I don't know if he told you this, but
I sent an email to Jimmy Johnson.
You did?
No, not that. Not that. It wasn't that.
Very nice of you.
I don't know if he told you this. When we were in Las Vegas, and I promise fans we will not talk about Las Vegas anymore. When we were in Las Vegas, he saw Johnny Damon downstairs at the hotel and just screamed Captain Lee at him because Johnny Damon once was on Below Deck. And I don't think Captain Lee was even the captain. But he just screamed Captain Lee at Johnny Damon as he was getting in a car.
That's all I had. Yeah.
You're hilarious.
You could just leave Johnny Damon alone. That is an option.
It's not an option for me.
No, yeah. Stugatz has celebrity Tourette's.
Yeah,
I see someone, first thought, let me shout that I know that person.
It's like a word association game that he plays.
But from the story he told me, it worked. Johnny Damon got out of the car he was getting into to go talk to him.
He did.
Stugatz, if he sees someone famous,
I've
been embarrassed by him a number of different times, the way that he behaves around celebrities. It's like children behave around the animated characters at Disney. and he will just shout the first thing that comes to mind and try to have that, like, he's trying to find any connection point, and there's no thought involved to anything, consequences or anything. Just let me have a human connection with this person to try and convince him I'm human when I'm not. I've just got a Tourette's that shouts the first thing in my mind that I associate with that person.
You should have heard what I yelled at Urban Meyer sitting at the bar at the Circa. Didn't get my guy, though.
What can you tell me about your top five list in honor of Peter King, the legendary football sports writer?
The list is so deep, Dan. There are so many great Kings that for the first time ever, I have an O-O-O-L-I. How about that?
Wow.
Wow.
It's big, Dan.
Carole King's got to be on this list.
Historic day.
Wait a second.
Oh, man.
Instead of outside looking in, you've got outside, outside, outside looking in is what you're saying?
O-O-O-O-L-I.
Okay, so that's an extra O. So it's
Carole King.
Four O's now. So what does that mean? We have 16. Do we have 20? What does this mean?
We have 16 right now.
For your top five?
Yes.
No. Technically, there's only five in the top.
Well, there's five in the top five, but there's an O-O-O-L-I, that's one, then an O-O-L-I, that's five, then an O-L-I, that's another five, then the top five.
You get it. I'm looking up this Dr. Z. I don't know if Dr. Z was actually a doctor, but was married to a doctor.
He was not a doctor.
Well, that has to cause, you know, marital strife, you would think, right? If you're married to a doctor and you're running around parading yourself as a doctor and you're not, but your spouse is a doctor, you'd be like, no, you're not a doctor, I'm a doctor.
Now you're going to tell me Dr. Jack wasn't a doctor.
Or Dr. Seuss.
On. He was a doctor, right?
Billie Jean King's got to be top five, right?
Oh, wow. Hold on.
O-O-O-O-O-L-I.
Billie Jean King.
How many O's are there?
We're up to 17.
They're not 17 O's. They're 17 Kings. How many O's are there?
That was five, and then Carole King is four, and then we get to O-O-O-L-I.
You corrected me when I said O-O-O-L-I, and you said you had an O-O-O-O-L-I, and you made it up. There were not...
I left out Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. O-O-O-O-O-O-O-L-I.
How about him and Machine Gun Kelly, huh?
Yeah.
That was a bit of an upset.
What happened?
Was it?
Yeah, I mean...
I could see them together.
King Charles is definitely not on the list, right?
No.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Lebatard Show. Can you see Exotic Joe and Machine Gun Kelly hooking up?
Joe Exotic, that's a
Joe fun. Exotic, yes. Excuse me. Thank you.
Different guy.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other guy is, but.
Stugatz, are you ready?
I am, yeah.
Go ahead.
O-O-O-L-I.
Now, why are you doing it this way?
I don't know. King James.
I feel like he's about to do an O'Reilly Auto Parts jingle.
O-O-L-I.
He doesn't know. He's putting
O-O-L-I.
He's putting a question mark between the L and the I.
It's the L. It's the emphasis on the L is the weird part.
O-O-L-I.
Looking in.
Richard Petty.
The King.
The Lion King. Elvis.
King.
The King. Pete Rose. The Hit King. King Kong. O-L-I.
Oh, that was all just O-O-L-I.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah,
and then the first one was O-O-O-L-I.
Right, yes.
Got it.
Okay.
So this is O-O-L-I?
No,
O-L-I.
O-L-I. Yes. Oh, got it.
King Rice. Point guard, North Carolina. Remember him, Dan?
Ahead of Elvis.
Well, yeah, it's
and
my
Billie
list.
And Billie Jean King.
Yeah, yeah, my list. Vlade Divac. Burger King. The Lion King.
You already did that
one. You did
one.
That already.
Oh, repeat. Carole King.
Go sit in the penalty box.
Carole King. We'll Marcel Dion.
Go sit in the penalty box.
I need
box.
To know if the Kevin Lion King too. On this list. The King of Queens.
Sequel. You just said everyone loves sequels.
Go sit in the penalty box. All right. Just get out of here.
Don King.
You can't.
Hakuna Matata.
I don't know how his list keep getting lazier. Like, it's not possible. Just leave, please.
Okay. You don't want number five?
No, thank you. Just
Yul
leave.
Brynner.
Thank you.
Gang it on.
What about the top four, Dan?
Can you guys get for me, please, the sound from Bob Costas on CNN?
Sharp pivot.
You sure you don't want the top four?
I don't want somebody whose list is so sloppy that he can't be bothered to remember that he just said The Lion King five kings ago.
There were two of them, though. In fairness. Yeah, it was two.
Actually, there was another half.
Yeah, or the
Broadway play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different, yeah.
Bunch of options.
You know?
And Muñequito.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Tony.
There was that one starring Timon and Pumbaa only.
Ooh. Didn't they have a show?
Lion King 1.5, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to make any more Peter Kings, right? Like, that's not even going to be an avenue that anyone has as a career anymore. The idea that you can write about the sport for 45 years.
I think you could just narrow it down to people working in sports media for 45 years. Like, it's just, as more and more of these companies continue to disappear, it's like, where would you even do that?
I was thinking over the weekend, because I left here and I was surprised by the amount of objection that I got to the idea that J.J. Redick might make more in his broadcasting career than he did in his NBA playing career, given that, you know, I'm in meetings where I'm listening to what the value of individual brands in media are. I know what the value of people are and what's being paid for it. And he's going to be able to work for 25 years in the media if he wants to, given the jobs that he's starting with at the start of his career. And he's going to be making millions of dollars and owning his own shit on the side as well, which is what so many of these content creators have learned. Everyone in the room disagreed with me on the idea that J.J. Redick would make more in his media career than in his playing career, when his media career can be three times as long as his playing career.
As you say that, Dan, I actually do think about it. Like, he owns his YouTube channel that has a million subscribers. It's only going to get more as he, you know.
You guys all objected to it, and I'm like, I don't know what you guys are looking at in the media space, but it's collapsing. Like, everyone's going and grabbing their own lifeboats. I've said before to people around here and outside of here that in Florida we have a number of different producers on this show that if they don't work on this show, this job doesn't exist anywhere in the state of Florida anymore. You guys are making more than like television anchors because of the way that local news is collapsing. And I don't know, we will get to this Bob Costas sound in the next segment, but I don't know how it is that the people in general listening to this, especially if they're voting for candidates running on a platform of fake media and just hatred for the media, I don't know if the people listening to this sort of understand the danger in what it is that's crumbling around you, because many generations of people haven't been taught that the media protects democracy. They think that the media undermines democracy, and it's just sort of like a backward way of looking at it, as I've looked at it my entire career. But I will say, in regard to Peter King, I am grateful for his grace over those years, that he would have that many contacts, would be that interested in informing the public, teaching the public about football, and would do what the best of the old head dinosaurs do, is evolve with the sport the way Kirkshin did, instead of fighting the advanced metrics and the changes and the whiz kids, learning how to intermingle with them to keep your career evolving from 40 years and beyond. I can't believe that he put anyone ahead of Elvis.
Do we think DraftKings is on this list?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Don Lebatard.
He's like, he needs a wheelbarrow like Mike McDaniel, this dog.
Got a pair?
Man, does he get a pair. My granddaughter sees his schlong.
What are
says,
you talking
Jesus
about?
Right. And says, what's that?
No, she doesn't.
No, she did.
Your granddaughter.
My granddaughter saw his schlong in the kitchen. And she said, what is that?
Right. What is this, a game of Clue?
What is he doing in the kitchen?
I said, that's what he pees with.
She saw his
How else am I going to explain?
Stugatz.
It was a little extended. I don't know why he was so excited.
All right, very good.
Baby.
No.
Can we bleep? Can I take this out?
But it is a baby.
Anyway, he ate my couch.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
Number four.
Great.
Martin Luther King Jr.
MLK.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Luke Robitaille.
Just wrong what you did.
What?
It's Black History Month. You can't do that.
What do you mean? Just doing a list of top five kings of all time. He's not on it?
He can't be number four.
Huh.
Behind Luke Robitaille.
Hmm. Number two, Peter King. And number one, Dano, DraftKings.
We were worried.
No Gretzky.
No Gretzky, yeah.
Nah. Cup of coffee.
Did you forget?
Who?
DraftKings. And then you were going to do Wayne
Gretzky. I
thought
Gretzky, you meant
Gretzky. You swapped it out.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
The Accountant 2 is filming now. We were saying about sequels. Ben Affleck's The Accountant 2. It's going straight to Amazon.
These damn executives.
To hell.
Account 1 wasn't bad. It was a good movie.
It was fine. But we're just talking about sequels being made all over the place. I also saw that the director of Roadhouse was furious because he wanted a theatrical release and he's only getting Amazon. It's going straight to Amazon and he's feeling lied to. How many steroids is Conor McGregor on in that?
All of them.
I've seen that he's on
all of them.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju at Le Batard Show. Is Conor McGregor on all the steroids in Roadhouse?
There's a reason why we haven't seen the announcement for the fight between him and Michael Chandler. We don't know what weight it is because we don't know what he can get off of in a matter of time to fit a certain weight. So,
did Chuck Liddell fall off his boat?
Chuck Liddell's fallen off a couple things.
The thing with Conor McGregor, because Stugatz, he looks enormous now, physically just unreasonably thick, sort of looks in these trailers like a heavyweight. But the thing that I wanted to ask you about, Kevin Garnett, and I don't know when this kind of stuff stopped being news that spreads, but Kevin Garnett said of LeBron James, he's on that Balco. He's on that new juice, and nobody cares.
Dan, Chael says he has the same guy, and nobody listens to Chael.
But it's just strange. It's a strange thing for Kevin Garnett. Like, that's not a nobody that's saying that. Kevin Garnett saying that of LeBron James, to not have it become anything, when at any time in my life, somebody being accused by a super famous peer of steroid use would be something that would become news.
The NBA would never suspend him for that. Ever.
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 Yep.
It's so different than baseball, where like every week you see a new Barry Bonds stat. Like, oh, he walked more times than he fouled pitches off in his whole career, and yet he's not in the Hall of Fame. And LeBron, we're like, oh, yeah, he's doing steroids. It's fine. Who cares?
Has he ever been tested? Ever?
Yeah, I'm sure he's been tested.
I mean,
sure?
But that's one of those
things.
Dan?
Yeah. You sure he's been tested?
Right. A little wink and an eye.
Right. You passed.
Fake, you have that guy here, that's in Milwaukee, there, puts the pee in like a crate downstairs or whatever, Ryan Braun
locks
situation.
It away.
Exactly right. You know, in the meantime,
Ryan Braun.
Jimmy Garoppolo just like, oh, by the way, suspended steroids. You're like, what? Is he using it right?
It wasn't steroids.
What was it?
It was something else that got him two games prescribed.
You can recklessly speculate, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, what it got him was 2-game suspension, and now there's more money for the Raiders to sign Austin Eckler.
That is correct. After the new
agent? What is this?
Are you reporting something?
I mean, if you connect the dots.
The new Peter King, ladies and gentlemen.
Tom Telleco is over there now. He's the guy that brought him into. Yeah. Whoa. I'm just saying, he lives there. He moved out of L.A. Now he's living over in Las Vegas. He hasn't told me anything, but, I mean, it doesn't take an astronomer to connect these dots.
Let's get that Bob Costa sound, please, Stugatz, because I found myself bothered by the reaction to Bob Costa over the course of the weekend, because he went on CNN and he did this in response to the question, why isn't Joe Biden running a full campaign?
Others that I've quoted from, you come at this from a position of not wanting to see Trump get elected. You should state that at the outset. True?
Yes, absolutely. He is by far the most disgraceful figure in modern presidential history. He's only become more disgraceful since 2016 and since 2020. He is a bubbling cauldron of loathsome traits, and it's only those who are actually suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, which is the way they and Fox News and all the rest of MAGA media try to brush aside all the legitimate criticisms of Trump. You have to be in the throes of some sort of toxic delusion in a toxic cult to believe that Donald Trump has ever been in any sense emotionally, psychologically, intellectually, or ethically fit to be president of the United States. But his supporters are locked in on that. There is no cult of Joe Biden. Just let me finish this thought, Michael. Even if he had not run explicitly with a pledge that he would be a one-term president, even if halfway through this term he had said, look, I've done my job, I have some policy successes, I'll continue to do my job, and now the Democrats can get, as I said before, some people up in the bullpen and sort through it. He had a chance to be seen as a statesman and a patriot. Now his legacy is likely to be that of a man whose hubris prevented him from seizing the moment in an appropriate way, and at best, he can squeak by Trump, that's at best, or he could lose to Trump and subject the nation to four more years of this kind of ongoing insanity. Or if he squeaks by, it's very likely that he cannot complete his second term. He'd be 86 at the end of it.
He was, I thought, very good on saying, how is this the best we can do, these two candidates? He was not exactly pro-Biden in everything that he said. We're just playing to you a clip there. But the response to him was consistent, and I've certainly gotten used to it, Stugatz. This particular dismissal, who is Bob Costas, shows such a disregard for history, for perspective, for knowledge, and you're only interested in dismissing someone if you're claiming that person is irrelevant when he's only one of the best people in the history of television. As a dismissal, it is so ignorant and lazy that it renders invalid almost any criticism you have after that if your starting point is, who the hell is Bob Costas?
Yeah, but on that platform, I think a lot of people are saying, who the hell is Bob Costas? Like, they just don't want to hear from Costas on that platform. They want to hear him talk about the Hall of Fame and whether Bond should be in or not.
It's like Emeril Lagasse coming down and bringing down the Heat game. Who cares?
Right.
Because he's one of the best people
I don't think it's quite like
in
that.
The history of television.
Bam!
And the way that he puts together thoughts is unusual in the history of televised speech. He is very clean about how he delivers thoughts. He's not saying anything there that other people haven't said. He's saying it better.
Well, he's saying whatever it is that he's saying, and he's entitled to his opinion. I just think people aren't interested in Bob Costas' opinion on who should be the next president of the United States.
Well, CNN is. They're asking him.
Well, I understand
that. He's a guest on CNN.
But, Dan, you're right. He wasn't pro-Biden, but it's so anti-Trump that it comes off as pro-Biden.
Who
like,
cares?
It just does. I don't care.
Right.
You know who needs to get the more ball more? Bam! Yeah.
You're onto something here.
I think so.
And a jumper by?
I do think, Dan, people of a certain like age group probably don't know who Bob Costas is. Like, I only am familiar with him because of stuff he did 10 years ago. Because he's been on HBO the last 10-ish years, right? Five-ish years. And if you're not watching that kind of content, like, yeah, he hasn't been doing Sunday Night Football. He hasn't been doing the Olympics. Like, you might not be aware of who he is.
I also see this in direction of Bill Maher all the time. And it just ignores certain things. Like, there are certain resumes you just can't come after. You can disagree with anyone out there saying whatever it is that they're saying that you disagree with. But to dismiss a who is Bob Costas or who is Bill Maher when anyone doing it doesn't have the credentials that those people have at anything, at being excellent at anything, that it's dismissive in a way. That just shows a lack of knowledge on the subject matter, if that's your starting point.
I don't think that's true. Like, I've pretty much ignored Bill Maher's existence my entire life, and it's been pretty easy to do so because no one in my circle talks about Bill Maher.
No, but when I'm saying when someone says, who is Bill Maher, as if he hasn't been doing groundbreaking television since 1995, It ignores the you don't have to listen or consume what it is those people are saying, but ignoring their resume and dismissing their resume just because you don't know what their resume is sort of undercuts whatever the criticism is after that.
I agree with you on the principle of dismissing the resume, but I think there is difficulty in putting Bill Maher and Bob Costas in the same conversation, in that Bob Costas seems to stem from like a journalism background, and his whole premise is coming at you just with facts and being able to put it as eloquently as possible. Well, Bill Maher is coming at you from sort of a comedic lens, and over the last several years, his biases have sort of shown, where Costas is coming in here and doing, as you mentioned, he's not necessarily propping up Joe Biden as much as he's saying the obvious about Donald Trump and his lack of qualification. So, yes, the dismissal of who is this person is problematic, and it just sort of goes to our media literacy
in
general.
But if it's a question of I don't know who this person is, that's one thing. But to describe a person that's irrelevant with that kind of resume, I'm asking you, Stugatz, what the bleep does the resume have to be for you to be impressed by it if that's not a resume you're impressed by?
Yeah, but the resume doesn't include political commenter. Like, Danny's out of his lane. This is not, if Casas was doing this on MLB Network talking about who should be in the Hall of Fame, who shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, and then someone afterward said, well, who is Bob Costas, because they disagree with him, then I'd understand it, right? In this vein, I kind of do understand why people are saying, who the hell is Bob Costas? He's talking politics. No one wants to hear from Costas on
He's always talked politics, though.
I know.
Like, he got in trouble for talking politics years ago,
right,
on his platform, which was a sports platform.
He did a gun essay on Sunday Night Football.
I know, but you're feeling like the resume deserves some modicum of respect.
It does. No, wait a minute.
It does on the MLB Network. No. It does it on CNN, Stugatz, when you're giving Stugatz, political views.
Stugatz, excellence is excellence in your field. And anyone criticizing Bob Costas' resume does not have one as good.
But no one genuinely cares what his resume is. If you like what he's saying, you agree with him. And if you don't like, you're going to be like, who the hell is this guy? Like, it's the nature of reacting to politics. If you like what you hear, it's great and it's funny and you're going to share. And if you don't, you're going to shit on whoever said it.
Who scored the fewest points in the All-Star game? Bam!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.